you would turn in the scriptures to Matthew and chapter 3. And in Matthew chapter 3, we are reading the whole chapter. Here at the very beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord, so give your attention to them. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him, and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the roots of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Thus far in God's holy word. In Matthew 3, in verses 1 through 12, we see John the Baptist, who came preaching, sent from the Lord as one appointed appointed by the Lord. He's also the one who was pointed to this ministry, even by Elijah the prophet. You can see that he's described in much the same way as Elijah, even in his clothes. And he came, verse 2, preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he preached to all sorts of people, even the Pharisees and Sadducees. You see this preaching, verse 7, to them, "Brood of vipers." This is preaching. "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." And church, we're called to flee also from the wrath to come and repent, turning to Jesus Christ, who shines forth here, verse 13, to the end, who comes at the beginning of his ministry here, is baptized by John. "This is grace unto you." This is his grace unto you, so he could fulfill all righteousness and thus be worthy and the perfect sacrifice for you on the cross. And so that every institution of the Lord he would perform. And from this, at the beginning of his ministry on earth, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. A literal dove did not come down from heaven, as some people think. The Holy Spirit manifested as a dove did not come down, as some people believe. The Holy Spirit came down. as a dove, like a dove, a simile, just like a dove comes flying, swooping down. The Holy Spirit came down, descending upon Christ, and He strengthened Christ in His human nature to enable Him to keep the law of God perfectly. The Spirit came down upon Him to fulfill God's promise in Isaiah 11 and 61. That is Isaiah 11 and also chapter 61. And why? Because Christ was a prophet, and prophets always spoke from the Spirit and by the Spirit of God. He was the head of the church, so that from Him all saints would enjoy the presence of the Spirit from Him, even the Spirit of Christ. And the Father from heaven thundered down the very last verse, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Oh, that the Father would say such about each one of us. "You are My beloved." Christ does. And our Father does as we are in union with Him. And there is nothing better than that. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise for Your Son, the God-man, the Redeemer, the Savior, the King, the Prophet, the Head of the Church, whose name formally is Christ. And we are thankful for Him. We are thankful for Your beloved Son, the only begotten Son, who can take away and who does take away the sins of the world for those who believe on Him and only upon Him for their salvation. And Father, we're thankful for the promise, the many promises that You give to us in Your Word, that those who come unto You, even through Your Son, have everlasting life. We're thankful that He is the resurrection, the truth, and the life. He is the good shepherd. He is the door, and many other things, all throughout the Scriptures, describing who He is, proclaiming who He is. And here came, at this time, John the Baptist preaching, "Repent," the same message that we must hear in our day. "For we have sinned against You. And Father, as Your kingdom has come, how much more ought we to repent and turn unto You, because there is a day coming when Christ will return. And our days are numbered. There will be a day that is no more for us in this life. But we will die and be buried. And so, Father, we ask that You would turn us from our sins now, lest we be judged forever and perish forever, where there is, as we heard this morning, the weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." And even that we hear about here, the judgment that will come upon the church, the winnowing fork, the threshing floor. And here we thank You that You warn us to turn, that we would not come under such judgment, that we would not be the tares in the field, but You would make us of the wheat, ready for harvest. And Father, we pray that when the harvest comes, the judgment comes, even as Christ, we know, baptizes by the Holy Spirit and fire, Father, we ask that You would judge us unto a resurrection of unto eternal life and not unto eternal damnation. And Lord, we trust in You. We trust Your promises. We trust that You will bring us unto Yourself. And Father, if there are any here who do not know You, we ask and plead that You would send Your Holy Spirit into their hearts. We know that there are some here who are not communing members. They have not publicly professed faith. And so, Father, send Your Holy Spirit into them, into their hearts, and call them unto You, the living and true God, even of our children, from the youngest to the oldest amongst us, call us all to come unto you in faith by your grace. And Father, we do pray for our government as you command us to, that we ought to pray for kings and rulers, all in authority, all types of people, that they might be saved. And so, Father, save them. Save them of your elect, of kings, rulers, presidents, governors, wicked people, oftentimes. Father, call them to yourself that they might love you, that they might bow the knee to your Son, Jesus Christ, that they would rule according to your word, unlike the kings we will hear about this evening in Chronicles, and who ushered in that exile through their kingship and their wicked and weak kingship and rule, because they did not look to the Lord, who is King over all. Father, we pray that you would spare our nation. Deliver us from ourselves and our sin and the sins of the people, which is, we heard this morning, idolatry in the many different ways. And Father, we ask that you would turn all of us, turn our nation, even the neighbors here around this place where we have gathered, turn them unto yourself, that they would not know one more day apart from the saving knowledge and communion, the sweet communion of Jesus Christ. Father, our only hope to be spared from the judgment that is coming upon this nation in such a greater way than it is now, as if this nation turns unto you and makes covenant with you. So, Father, we know that in our eyes and man's eyes, this is impossible. But with you, all things are possible. Even as we heard for some of us after worship this morning, we're thankful for Mercy and her husband being here, which has come about only through a working of you. Nothing that we would have thought could this have happened by the means that we know, except through you. And so we praise you for how you worked in their situation, bringing them from Brazil to here. And we're thankful for this. We give you praise that they're able to worship with us today, and ask that you would bless them and give them a comfort and an encouragement of being around their family and around the family of God here in this place. Father, give them work, and we're thankful that you're already doing that. And give them a healthy birth of their baby who's in the womb. Pray for that child, you would bring them about, and they would not know one more day apart from Jesus Christ, your Son, as we pray for all our little children. We pray even for Marissa, who's here this morning, and the baby in her womb, and the struggles at times we have in our sanctification of raising up children. Father, help us to show them that love we're hearing about in Romans. That constant, consistent love which teaches the Word of God and teaches them to fear the Lord God and love Him. And may that have a great effect upon them. Even those who have gone out from us, we'll hear again about some this evening, who've gone out from us and played the fool as an atheist or agnostic, and they've said there is no God. They've made gods unto themselves. Father, we pray that you would call to their attention. Remind them of what is in their heart. Remind them of what is in their mind, that they've heard many, many times of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and call them unto yourself, even in these days, many years after they've left the body of Christ and forsaken you. Call them to yourself. Send your Holy Spirit. Father, in everything, we ask for your patience, your long-suffering with us, that you would show mercy to us, for we are not good enough. We are not righteous enough. Father, see us in Christ, your Son, in his righteousness, and make us to be like him, holy and righteous as he is holy and righteous. This is our only hope, and we know you will do it because you will bring us unto glory and make us perfectly holy. And this we hope in because we know your promises, and you are always faithful to your promises. Father, hear our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.